Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On today's episode of Produce Step Up, I want to share with you on what I titled Acquiring Self-Confidence. Now, I want to first of all explain to you what self-confidence means, especially in accordance with our dictionaries. Have self-confidence means to believe in your abilities, ideas, and suggestions. Now, this is a very crucial thing you should possess as a human being, whether you work for yourself, you don't even work at all, you are just a student, or you work for someone else. You know why it's important you have this quality? It's very simple. God has loaded each and every one of us. He has equipped you, has equipped me with abilities. It's as we put these abilities to use that we're able to help our fellow human beings, we're able to create values, we're able to create wealth, make impact in our generation. And that, to a very large extent, is chief among why God created us on earth. We're not dispatched on earth by God to just come, go to school, get a job, get married, and die. We are created to solve a particular problem on earth. We are created to meet a need. We are created to do different things. To get us to do that effectively, God, what God did was that He loaded us, He equipped us with abilities, He gave us talents, skills, and stuff like that. Now, for you to take a step to begin to use those things He has given to you, you need to have belief in those things. That is where self-confidence comes in. The point I'm making is this. You need to have self-confidence for you to be able to take steps to begin to put to use the abilities, ideas, and styles that God has equipped you with. Now, let me explain something to you. You may have an ability in you. If you do not believe in them, if you do not believe it's okay, if God may have given you a different style, they are nudged in your heart to say, do this thing this way, so you revolutionize Nigeria Telecom Company, for instance. You now have your own business. Begin to run your business in this fashion, maybe a school, so that our education system will experience a true turnaround. Now, if you do not believe in those things, you will not take steps to begin to put them to practice. You will not take steps to begin to put them to use. That is why I say self-confidence is very important. It is crucial. It is indispensable if you indeed want to be able to release and manifest every single thing God has given to you. You understand that? There are steps God wants us to take to change our world, to do something differently. It takes self-confidence to take daring steps to do what God wants you to do. If you do not take daring steps to maybe change the style of doing your business, do it the way God has impressed it in your heart, or even that God has given you certain abilities to begin to put them to use, if you do not have confidence in yourself and those ideas, you just become an ordinary person who is not making any change different from whatever that person is doing. Let's assume that our education system is bad, like we have always heard all the time, or even politics or business arena. When God wants to change things, what He does is that He sends a person who will do it different from the way other people have been doing it. If you do not have confidence in yourself, if you do not have confidence in that idea or that process of doing things, what will happen is that you won't even try to take a step to begin to do those things. Lack of self-confidence is a limitation that will cage you, your true self, from manifesting. I like to tell you something. The last thing I'm saying with an example. I read that before the time of Henry Ford, if you buy a car, your car can spoil any time. You understand? And the person even who made the car would even appreciate like the fact that your car spoils. That's how he makes his money. Because you have to come back to buy another one for repair. So he charges you money. Henry Ford now said that if I actually made this thing, then it shouldn't spoil because I'm the person that made it. I understand from that to mean that he's trying to say that God created the earth and the earth was so fine. So why should me, who has the image of God, create something and it will be spoiled like that? You understand? Now he said, I'm going to give you guarantee. So when you buy, he said, this thing will not do 1 month guarantee and all that. I learned it was initiated on this earth by a man called Henry Ford. The point is that there are so many things God wants us to get done. If we don't take steps to begin to do the things differently, the implication is this, to go through life, living normal life, and we don't end up not even being able to add this meaningful value to our world and revolutionize how God wants us to do things. Now, it's not about automobiles alone. There are a whole lot of other things we can do different from the way every other person does it. What happens is that when we settle down in the place of prayer, when we begin to study and we actually want to take steps to do the things God wants us to do, He begins to open our eyes and open our thoughts and begin to nudge us. If God opens your eyes to see a problem or an issue that can be resolved, and He wants you to do things different from the way every other person has done it so that that problem gets fixed, He expects you to begin to take steps to get that problem fixed. It takes confidence in what God has opened your eyes to, confidence in the abilities He has equipped you with to begin to do those things, knowing that it will work. David had confidence in a combination of both his abilities, who God has trained him, the power of God he knows as on his side, and the strategy he has developed from the skill he acquired along the side to be able to successfully take on Goliath. There are many battles on this earth you and I need to fight. If you lack self-confidence, you will chicken out. No doubt, there are a lot of Satans who are in the political arena, particularly if you're a Nigerian. Now, this is the problem with these guys. They want to spoil the whole thing. They want to do it the wrong way. If you decide, no, I want to be the governor of your own state, it takes confidence in you. Of course, you should understand what governance is. You should understand the word of God enough that you believe this word and you are completely confident in the word of God. Now, it takes you being able to combine all of this in. And of course, when you settle down to study, settle down to reflect on it, God will give you what Pastor Banky calls wisdom for your salvation, which is how God wanted to do this thing different from every other person to get results. When you begin to put this into practice, what will happen is this: every single Goliath you need to take on, either in your industry or in the political arena in Nigeria or anywhere you found yourself, God will begin to give you wisdom to get these things done. Once you can have confidence in those things, have confidence in your abilities and the power of God on your own side, and the strategy God has given to you to begin to work, that's when you can take steps to begin to work. If you do not have this confidence, you will remain where you are and not take any step. Now let me tell you, it does not mean you are going to be hungry, poor or anything like that. You may have amassed a lot of wealth following the easy way out. You may have amassed a lot of wealth not even taking the steps God wants you to take. Now, I'd like to tell you something. Self-confidence sometimes doesn't come naturally. You need to develop it. It's with experiences and interactions with a number of things that you get to the point where you now have self-confidence. One of those key things you can do to really develop true self-confidence in your abilities, your ideas and style of doing things is use every single opportunity you have in your own little way to build self-confidence. See, you want to begin to change a particular thing in Nigeria through your NGO. Government is not funding you. No United Nations is funding you. UK is not funding you. And no multinational is ready to sponsor you. Look at what you do. With the little money you have, look around for the problem in your environment. Begin to create solutions to those problems. Solve the problem of very little people with very little resources where you are. This will help you do one thing, to say, okay, for sure, this strategy really works. So that when they now give you money, or the next time you want to defend your proposal, you say, I've used this thing in this village within this number of months or years, and this is how I can say with certainty that it works. Now, aside the fact that it will help you get the proposal eventually, look at nothing, it helps you build confidence in it that even if you have your own personal money, you can afford to sink all of them into that business, knowing that this thing indeed works. No bank is giving you money, but God has given you wisdom, idea on revolutionizing Nigerian media industry. Media is capital intensive and takes a lot of money for you to recoup your investment. Begin to practice whatever thing you want to do in a very small way. So that once you are certain that this thing works and did not get the right funding, you can take the right step. Look at David. He didn't wake up one day and decide to take on Goliath. He was in the bush taking care of sheep, and God trained him in the process. He developed confidence in himself and now launched out to take on a bigger Goliath. And I believe that was not the last Goliath he took on. He took on many national Goliaths. You understand that? The point I'm saying is this. You need self-confidence in your ability. You need belief in your ability to be able to take the right steps. You need self-confidence to do things differently. You need self-confidence to be your unique you. You remember when we talked about it? Yes. If you don't have self-confidence, you will be just try and be like every other person. And guess what? When you become like every other person, what you're supposed to become for our own good, we don't get to get it. And you, in fact, end up not fulfilling every single thing God wants you to fulfill. And that's why I encourage you, please choose to build your self-confidence by please look, identify who God has made you. It's very important. And begin to use those abilities and skills in small ways, in small places, such that you now know for sure that this thing works. And you can boldly tell people, this is who I am and this is what I can do. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.